Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Misal Pilchas Zeche Daniel Shane Bas Yeshua Falk. Okay. Good evening, everybody. Okay, today we're continuing in Hilchas Mukhtza, Chelek Vav. And this is a continuation from last year, even though it's a different topic within the same topic. Last week we discussed the concept of Tiltul Min Hatzad. So Tiltul Min Hatzad means you're going to cause Mukhtza to move. Say you have Mukhtza on your table. Say you forgot some money on the table. And you didn't put it there with Kavana that it should be there. You just somehow you put it there, you weren't thinking, and it's there. And but of course, on the Shabbos table, you don't want to have money on the Shabbos table. So the question is, so you need the mokum of the Shabbos table that has the money on it. So perhaps one could go ahead and tilt the Shabbos table, and the money will fall off. Provided that you're not doing it for the tzorach of the money. You're doing it for the tzorach of the makom that you need. You want the Shabbos table to look presentable. So you're not doing it for the tzorach of the money. You're doing it for the tzorach of the makom. So that's called tiltol min hatzad l'tzorach dover hamutar. It's not l'tzorach dover ha'osar, because it's not the tzorach of the money. It's for the tzorach of something that's mutar, meaning the makom. To use that space or that where the money is, you don't want the money to be there. So you're not doing it because you want to protect the money or something like that. You're doing the tzorach dover hamutter, not the tzorach dover osur. So then, tiltul min hatzad, perhaps is mutter.
Rabbi, am I allowed to sit down if I don't move the money, but I want to sit down and read at that table? Is that okay? Like I sit down, put a sefer or a book on the table, and I'm not moving the table, but I'm using it.
Using the table.
Yeah. Even though there's muksa on it.
Right. So that shouldn't be a problem because you're not moving anything. You're not using the muksa. If it's a situation where the table's not even a basis, because you didn't have kavana to dafka put it there for Shabbos, you just happened to be there, whatever.
Right.
But if you would do tiltul min hatzad for the purpose of the money, in other words, you don't want the money to be stolen, and therefore you want to move it with your hands, but indirectly, that would be prohibited. Because it's Letzarach Dover HaAsr. Now, there is a question in Hilchos Mukhtza about Tiltul Begufo. So Tiltul Begufo doesn't mean that you're doing it indirectly. I mean, in a certain way, it will be indirectly, but it means that you're using your body, not your hands. One example could be, hey, there's a dollar bill. In the room that you are, and you don't want a dollar bill on the floor in the room where everyone's going to be. So could you go ahead and kick the dollar bill with your foot and move it to a different room? In other words, to do it, you know, min hatzad, meaning you would say scoop it up with something. And then take, put a piece of paper underneath, and then take that paper, or say, something underneath, and you'll scoop it up and then put it. That would be tiltul min hatzad. That would be prohibited because there you're doing it letzorach the mukhtza. The money is the mukhtza. But the question is there any difference in halacha? If you, again, min hatzad means you're using your hands, and you're doing it indirectly. For example, you're scooping it up with a table mat, and you scoop up the money, and then you take that table mat into another room. So you never carried the money directly, but you scooped it up with the table mat, and then you brought it there because you don't want it to get stolen, say. So it's In other words, if you just don't want it there because it looks, you know, you don't want money to be on your, you know, people are going to come in, you're going to look awkward. But if you, so that is different. But if you're doing it, say you don't want it to get stolen or something like that, and you're doing it tiltul menatzad, that's forbidden because that's called tiltul menatzad letzorach dover ha'aser, and tiltul menatzad is only mutter letzorach dover ha'mutter. But the question is there another category in halacha called tiltul begufo? Meaning I'm not using my hands, my fingers, my hands. I'm going to kick the money with, it's on the floor, I'm going to kick it with my foot and move it to a different room for whatever reason.
Using logic... If you're using a part of your body, isn't it more direct than using, let's say, a placemat, which is indirect to move it?
Right, but you're doing it with your hands. So if you're doing it with your body, the question is that the same as doing it with the placemat? Or is it doing with your body a step higher, meaning it's more kulodik, and therefore, even if the tzorach dover ha'aser, it still would be permissible? That's the question. What is the status of tiltul muktzah begufo? Again, begufo means you're not using your hand. Maybe you're using your elbow. Maybe you're using your nose. Maybe you're using your chin. Maybe you're using your foot. So that's called begufo. So that is the question. What is the... Is the begufo a different category? Or is, there's no separate category of begufo. Tiltul begufo is only another type, an example of tiltul menatzad. And that's the shaila. So let us learn the Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos and Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph and see where that brings us. Says the Mishnah, Hakash she'al gabei hamita lo yinanenu biyodo. Say a person wants to sleep on the bed, and the bed is filled with straw, and the straw is going to be used eventually in a fire. You feed the bonfire the straw, it keeps the flame going. But now it's on your bed, and you want to sleep in the bed. You want to sleep in the bed. So, the question is, but the straw, the sticks of the straw, are very brittle. They're very hard. So the question is, could you push down on them? And this way you'll soften it up, and it'll be more comfortable to sleep on. So, and you've got to realize that the kash has a status of muktzah. So that's the question. Are you allowed to press down on them before you get into bed? So the Mishnah says, Hakash al gabe hamita lo yina'anenu biyodo. I think we need someone to mute, perhaps. I don't know where the noise is coming from.
Yeah, I can't hear.
But if anyone knows where the noise is coming from, please help us. So Akasha Algabe Hamita Lo Yinanenu Biyoto. He says, you're not allowed to press down with your hands. But what you could do is you're going to lay down on it. And then when you lay down on it, that'll be the pressing down, and that'll soften it up, and then it'll be more enjoyable to sleep on such a bed. So that's the din. So now I come back to the question. So is the chiluk between yad and guf? And therefore, is that the vort? And therefore we see from this Mishnah that any time you do something begufo, that's considered mutter, even though you're moving the muksa. Is that how you explain it? And hence, it should come about that you can kick something, or you could, in other words, once it's no longer considered yadayim, in other words, you can do it with your elbows, not yadayim. Right, yadayim is your hand. Is that what the Mishnah is trying to articulate? Or is the Mishnah trying to articulate another idea? So I want to hear if anyone has a comment to make on that. Just shot in the Mishnah. How would you understand it?
You're not, I mean, unlike with the dollar bill, you're not really moving the straw. The straw is pretty much staying in the same place.
Let's assume that the straw is going to be moved a little bit.
But you want this straw to stay there, whereas a dollar bill, you want to move to another locale.
In other words, it must be that there's some movement here, or else there would be nothing to talk about. So there is movement here. But is that the chiluk? Is that the answer? How do you touch up the Mishnah? Is the answer that if I do it with my hands, even if I do it indirectly with my hands, that's prohibited, but if I do it with my guf, then it's permissible. Perhaps that's what...
Is he allowed to sleep on the bed after he... Could he actually sleep on the bed?
Yeah, he's going to sleep on the bed.
So isn't that the problem?
What's the problem?
He's laying down on the bed. It's going to... The normal use of a bed.
So, we said that's mutter, the Mishnah says.
But let's say it's something that's kedarkai to kick with my feet. So, and it's muksa. So I could still use it with my feet. And l'chayr is something that's not kedarkai.
Well, what's with your feet? If you have a dollar bill, and you kick it with your feet, you don't want...
The derech is to pick it up by hand, so it's not so smutza with your foot. So you would say it's smutza, yeah.
But when you say, for example, you scoop up the dollar bill with a place that, you know, a thing that's stiff, a place setting mat.
That's like a derech. Anything that's
right, but that is not mutter, because if you're doing it that it shouldn't be stolen, that's called tiltul min hatzad letzorach dover ha'aser, and that's aser. So okay, if you're going to just tell me that anything shalok hadarko is mutter,
but in a case where it's mutter, it's just we need a heter of tiltul min hatzad. Whoever tiltul min hatzad, not a heter.
So pressing down with your hands is called what?
That's hadarko.
That's hadarko. That's
tiltul min hatzad.
Right. So. And what if I do it shalo kadarko, but I don't do it with my hands?
Isn't that the definition of tiltul min hatzad?
Well, we paskin tiltul min hatzad is only mutter if it's letzorach dover haheter, and not letzorach dover ha'iser.
Right, so here he's not doing it letzorach ha'iser. He's doing it so he could go to sleep.
So he's doing it letzorach haheter, you say? He's not doing the tzorach isser. He's doing the tzorach heter.
Balish kavala prashis.
Yes.
Yeah, he's not doing it to protect the straw or to do anything for, you know, it's different from trying to protect money from being stolen or something like that. It's not for this, it's not litzorach, the straw. It's being done to the straw.
Right.
But it's not for the sake of the straw necessarily.
Right, so therefore...
So
when you do it with your hands, that's called... That's not even menatzad, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
It's not even menatzad. So basically you're telling me there's no special kula of tiltul begufo. It's anytime... There was a mayor saying, anytime you're doing something that's not normal... is not tiltul muktza, and therefore it should be mutter. Right?
I'm saying anything that's not normal is called tiltum anatzad. So whatever the halacha
is tiltum anatzad. So, but you're saying there's no difference whether you're doing it begufo or you're doing it with your hands, because the hands in this case is not even tiltum anatzad.
Isn't the lumdus that it's the kriyas shem is the nafkamina between one and the other?
The hainu.
You're doing kilach ayad or with your toe or with your whatever. What's the difference? The nafkamina is what it is you're doing and why you're, or the reasoning why you're doing it, which changes the name of the malacha from a davar haaser to a davar amuter or not.
Okay, so in this case, when he sleeps on it, then what?
So that's mutter. To prepare your bed is not a problem. That's mutter. You can do it even with your hand.
But here the Mishnah says you can't do it with your hands.
If it's, no, but if it has a, where was it? Isn't the Mishnah say that if there was a sheet on it, then you can?
Yes, right? It says.
I think it's the next Mishnah.
Right.
If there's a sheet on it, because once you have straw on a thing with the sheet on top, it's a simon, that's a bed. So we don't have all these other cheshbonos, and then it becomes mutter.
So the first case, akash al gabe amita.
Yeah, if you have straw without a sheet, so then there's an afkamina. How are you looking at this?
So lo yunanenu biyado. Why not?
Yeah. Because it doesn't have a shem bed. At this point, just raw straw sitting on a.
It's muktza. It's muktza.
Because it's not a bed. If it would be a bed, it wouldn't be muktza.
But he's saying that you could sleep on it. You could sleep on it. And yeah. Because
sleep on it, you're making it clear that it's a bed. But if you're pachking with it, then it's not clear that it's a bed. And the haraya, if you take off from the straw there and feed it to your goat, there's no problem, right?
Yeah, also, in the bed, you know, your hands could be touching the straw. So isn't that a problem?
There's no isser of touching straw.
What? Isn't it mukta?
Bed is mukta.
The straw is muktza. You can't move the straw.
Muktza if it's not a bed. If it's a bed, it's not muktza.
Oh, we have straw for fire on a bed.
Yeah.
He wants to change it on Shabbos.
Oh, so if there's, that's what I'm saying. That's why the Mishnah says if there's a sheet, so it's igloi milsa, that it's a bed. If there's no sheet there. So
but in no sheet, you're allowed to sleep there.
Yes, it is muktza.
But if there's no sheet, you could lie on it.
You can still lie on it, because then, again, you get a kriyas shem. By lying down on it, you're making it clear that this straw is fire. It's straw for sleeping.
Okay. We'll see. Let's see. You're saying an interesting word. You're saying that takes away the muktza. The question is, can you make a kriyas shem before Shabbos?
You can't change muktza on Shabbos, can you?
It's already got muktza
Bein HaShmashos. Prepared it before Shabbos, obviously. You're not building this bed on Shabbos or whatever it is.
Okay, let's see. Okay, let's see what okay, I hear what you say. Let's see what the Ran says on page 7. Dr. Ran. The first word on the Ran is usser. The first word on the line that we're doing now is the word usser. In the middle of the brackets. He's not moving the cash because he needs the cash. He wants the mita. El kalacha yad, sorry. So how's the Ran saying? He's not metaltel the cash because he needs the cash. He needs the bed. And when he uses the bed, the kash is going to move, and that's going to be tiltul muktza. But he's being metaltel muktza kalacha yad. So Mamela, if he does it with his body, it's Kalach Hayad. So he's not, in other words, it's not a Dover Osir. In other words, he's not coming to, he doesn't need the straw. The straw's there and he wants to sleep on the bed. So if, but he's being metaltal it. So he says, if he does it with his hands, so then that's normal. That's not called, like Ramea said, that's not menatzat. If he does it with his body, then that's menatzat. And therefore, and it's not till tzorach dover aser. He's not doing it for to protect the kash. So b'meila, what the Ran is saying two chidushim. Chidush number one is that pressing down on the, in other words, again, the kash is muktzah. That's a given. That's for sure. Pressing down on it with your hands, that's, and then some of it's going to move, that's tiltul muktzah lehedya. That's not menatzad. And it happens to be that you're not doing it letzorach dover ha'aser. You're doing it for your own, letzorach dover heter, to sleep there. You're not doing it to, you're afraid the kash is going to get stolen. So Mamela, what he's saying is, there's no special difference between your guf and your hands. It's just the hands, if you do it lahedya, then it's not a shinoi. It's the normal way of doing it. So then there's no heter. If you do it with your body, that's considered kalach hayad. So then you could, when you're moving something kalach hayad, then it's permissible. But it's not that the guf is, in other words, if you would do, it's a question of, like Rameh said, kalach hayad versus not kalach hayad. If it's kalach hayad, the regular rules that we learned last week, then if it's tiltul muktza menatzad, and letzarech dover heter, it's mutter, and if it's letzarech dover aser, it's aser. So that's how the Ran learns. So when you press it with your hands, that's not tiltul menatzad. When you do it with your body, it's tiltul menatzad, but it's letzarech dover ha heter. But according to the Ran, say if you would kick money because you don't want the money to be there, meaning you're afraid someone's going to take it, and you kick it with your foot, so that's tiltul menatzad, but it's letzorach dover aser. So therefore, the Ran would say that you can't just kick muktzah with your foot. It's begufo. There's no special category of begufo. Begufo is another example of tiltul min hatzad. And therefore, the regular rule is tiltul min hatzad is mutter letzorach gufo, and it's aser. Tiltul min hatzad letzorach dover ha mutter is mutter letzorach dover aser is aser. That's how the Ran learns. But comes the Rush. Let's see, the Rush says a different word. Let's see what the Rush's word is. On page 8. Says the Rush, yeah, so he quotes the Mishnah, the first line. Hikshal Zarav Rabbeinu Yoina Mehadis Nan the Kaman Perk Toilin Hakashal Amita. The daiki minei beirav the metaltal matzal loshna tiltul fasim letzor hakash umuktza umetaltal. So he says, Rush assumes differently. He says, since you the way some explain, I think the Hebrew Art Scroll explained, but some explain that the Rush is saying that since you're doing something to the kash to make it usable, so you can sleep on it, that's called tzorach dover ha'alsa. Because you're doing something to get to one of the Svarim writes, you're doing something to enable you to use the kash, and kash is mukta. So that's called tiltul l'tzarach dover ha'asa. So then the question is, so then what's the heter? Why is gufo different? Gufo, because you want to tell me gufo is tiltul menatzad, but tiltul menatzad is, you see, the Ran assumed that whatever's going on here is not, that when you sleep on the thing, that's not l'tzarach dover ha'asar, because you're not doing anything l'tzarach of the kash, you're just using the kash. So b'meila, the Ran says, it's tzarach dover ha'mutter, and since you're doing it k'lach ha'yad, that's with gufo, that's like tiltul menatzad. But the Rosh is saying, no, it's l'tzarach dover ha'asar, because you're making the kash more user-friendly to sleep on it. So then what's the heter? So look what he writes. Avoki l'kasha hu mukta hu tzarech medamal adal tiltul menatzad shetzarech l'dover mutter. So he says,
they
compare it to tiltul menatzad, even though it's not, because it's a tzarach dover ha'aser. So they give it the status of tiltul menatzad l'tzarach dover mutter, even though it's tzarach dover ha'aser. So why is that? If it's a tzarach dover ha'aser, so. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it can't be. You know, he's saying it's a tzarach dover ha'aser, because it's to make the muktzah more enjoyable. So then, what's the heter? Even though it's kalach hayad, but if it's l'tzarach, you see, the Ran has no problem, because the Ran says this is not called tzarach tiltul l'tzarach dover heter, tzarach dover ha'aser. This is l'tzarach dover heter. You're not protecting the thing. So the Beis Yosef says, and this is why he brings it down in Shulchan Aruch. Look in the Shulchan Aruch. Page 9. Third line. V'tiltul begufo afilu l'tzarach dover ha'asar mutter. He's saying, the way we explain, that this is called tzarach dover ha'asar, the case of the kash. Because you're gonna get hanar from the muktzah, so you're doing something to get hanar from the muktzah. So either your body, your hands. So why is it if you use your hands it's aser, but you use your body as mutter? They're both kalach hayad. They're both l'tzarach dover ha'aser. So what's the heter? So he says hilchach kash shal gabi. So he's mechadesh. The pshat in the Rosh is that tiltul begufo is another category. The hainu, whenever you do something begufo, even if it's the tzarach dover ha'aser, it's mutter. So according to the Mishnah Berurah writes, according to the mechaber, if you have $100 bill on the floor. And you don't want it to be on the floor because you don't want someone to take it on Shabbos. So you take your foot and you kick it to a private place. See, according to the Ran, that would be also to do. That would be also to do because it's tiltul min hatzad l'tzarach dover ha'aser. But the Rosh, and the way the Shulchan Aruch teaches up the Rosh, is you're right, it's tiltul menatzad l'tzarach dover ha'aser, but it's better than that, because it's not called tiltul menatzad, because it's not with your hands. It's tiltul begufo. And anything you do begufo, gufo means anything part of your body, not your hands. It's called begufo. So if you do it begufo, it's permissible, because it's the tzarach dover ha'aser, but it's begufo. So begufo, the Shulchan Aruch makes a new category. That tiltul begufo, everything goes. For any reason you have, You could do metalta bagufo. So you want to take your elbow, face. You want to take your shoulder and move the muktza for whatever reason. You could do it. You want to take your foot and move the muktza for whatever reason. You could do it. According to the Ran, you know, there's no separate category of tiltal bagufo. It's tiltal menatzan. So it doesn't matter what part of your body you're using, but a tiltal menatzan is going to be mutter. Only if it's Litzorach Dover Heter, not Litzorach Dover Aser. But the Mechaber teaches up the Rush that there's a new category of Tiltul Begufo. And Tiltul Begufo is Mutter even if it's Litzorach Dover Aser. That's how he learns. Yeah, it's in the Shulchan Aruch writes. In the third line, page 9. Tiltul Begufo afi Litzorach Dover Aser Mutter. Ilka kash al gabi amita, distamu muktzul ha-saka. It's menano begufo. And like what Rav Yossi said, is that when you put a sheet on it, that you made it, you're making it, so that it's not muktzah. But if you didn't put a sheet on it, then you weren't making it. So then it blibes muktzah. So if you put your hands on it, that's regular, you know, tiltul. Minatzah. It's still to minatzah, but it's letzorach dover ha'aser. Because it's letzorach that you should be able to use the bed, and therefore get hanor from the muktzah. So therefore it's dover ha'aser. But when you do yadayim, it's a regular tiltul letzorach dover ha'aser. And it could be even tiltul menatzad, but when you're doing it, that's the Ran. The Ran says that's the tzorach dover heter, and therefore, but it's begufo, be dover heter, but it's not tiltul menatzad, the tzorach dover heter. But if you, the Ran says, we do begufo, it's not tiltul menatzad, we are dying, but if you begufo, it's tiltul menatzad. But the Rush makes a new category that anything begufo is mutter. So if you take a look, in the Mishnah Berurah, take a look in the Mishnah Berurah on page 14. It says the Mishnah Berurah Tilt Perish She'enu Nogei B'Yadot. Tiltu Begufo means Enu Yode Nogei B'Yadot Ki'im Begufo or B'Shar Evarif. Makalina Bo Yosem Yishar Tiltu Meratzad. Okay, Mutar Afilu Tzorach Dover Ha'asa. See, so the Mishnah Berurah makes a new category that anything that's not your hands, you could do, you can move. Even if it's to protect the Issa. And that's because the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rush. If you'd say like the Ran, it has to be Dafka Litzorach Dover Heter. But if it's a Litzorach Dover Isser, then it's not going to help. Because he holds there's no special category of Gufo. Gufo is only an example of Tiltul Menatzad. So it has to be Litzorach Dover Heter. Now the Rush learns that Tiltul Begufo is a new category. It's a more Kuladika category. And therefore, it doesn't matter, even if it's Litzorach Dover Heter, Isser, it's still Mutter. Oh, so comes the Chazon Ish.
It would seem that Tiltul Begufo is not called Tiltul at all.
Tiltul Begufo.
Tiltul, by definition, means with your hands.
Yeah, so right. So in other words, if you do it with your hands in the normal way, that's tiltul. If you do it with the abnormal way with your hands, it's tiltul menatzad. Like the way that you tilted the table, or you scooped it up with the mat. But if you do it begufo, then that's not tilt of the tzorach in Hilchas Muktzah. And therefore, the nafkamina would be: could you kick something that's totally muktzah to bring it to a place that you'll be protecting it? So comes the Chazon Ish on page 15, and he wants to give it. In other words, the Rosh has his mahalach in the sugya, the Ran has his mahalach in the sugya, the Beis Yosef touches up what's shot in the Rosh. Now the Chazon Ish is going to give another pshat. He doesn't like this idea of tiltul begufo, even though it seems that the pasha pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, tiltul begufo is basically the Beis Yosef's pshat in the Rosh. Why is it that it's begufo? You could move it for any purpose. So he says, because tiltul begufo is not tiltul meretzad, it's better. But the Chazon Ish says a different word. Look at the Chazon Ish. Rosh Pergil of the Shabbos. Hokoshet hosom of the tiltul inkan, of Abkashi and the metaltul lele begufo. The inkan vonos ha-rosh l'chalkel. You see, so Chazon Ish is going to say that he doesn't think that the pshat and the rosh is that Gufo is different. The inkavanas harosh l'chalik bein tiltul biyad l'tiltul beguf. Deichin de betaltul gomer in chilukim betaltul biyado b'shari varav. Chanan u'in tiltul menatzar ein l'chalik bein yad l'shari evar. He says there's no difference. If you make something move, you make it move. What difference does it make? You make it move with your hand, you make it move with your foot, you make it move. Right? So either way that you're making it move, you're not using your hands. You're making it move. But he says that he doesn't think there's any difference between gufo and yad. So then what's pshat in the Mishnah then? If either way you're making a move, whether it's your body or your hands, you're making a move, what's the chiluk? He says, "Ein chal lechalik bein yad l'shar ever," the way the Beis Yosef presumably did. El kavanas harosh ein inyan shkiva al hakash shem tiltul hakash, el shem tashmish hashkiva. He says, "Tiltul means when you purposely are intending to have something move. It doesn't matter whether you do it with your hands." Or you do it with your foot. That's still, there's no difference. It's just when you do it with your hands, that's normally the normal way to do it. So if you do it with your hands in an abnormal way, that's no different than doing it with your foot. And therefore, in either case, it's going to be called tiltul menatzad, whether it's with your hands in an abnormal way or with your foot, by definition, in an abnormal way. So it's tiltul menatzad. Either way, it's tiltul menatzad. So why is begufo different? The Ran says begufo is tiltul meratzad. The Rosh says no, there's no difference. So what's the pshat? So he explains that the chiluk is that if you sleep on something, that's not called moving something. If something moves because you're sleeping on it, you're just doing a ma'isa shchiva. And as a result, you're tossing in bed or whatever, it's moving. But you're doing a ma'aseh shchiva. So that's not called tiltul. But if you kick something, that's tiltul. Because you have kavana to make it move. So then, it might be called tiltul meratzad, because it's not in the normal way. Unless you're playing soccer, you know, it's not the normal way. But lemaisa, it's tiltul. So if you're doing it in an abnormal way, it's tiltul menatzad. But it doesn't matter whether I'm doing it with my hands. As long as I'm doing abnormal, it's all the same. Now, when I do it with my foot, so that's also tiltum menatzad. It's tiltum menatzad. So therefore, it can only be mutter if I'm doing it letzorach dover hamutter. But if I'm doing it because I want to protect the money, so even with your feet, the pashup shad the shulchan aruch, that's mutter. Because it's tiltum megufo, it's a new category. The Chazanish says, we have to see, is the Chazanish really trying to argue with the Beis Yosef, or reinterpret the Beis Yosef? So he says, but when you sleep on the bed, so that's not considered a maisa tiltum. Sleeping in the bed is not a maisa tiltum, even though the maisa you're causing something to move. But it's not a maisa tiltum bechlal. So therefore, it doesn't matter whether it's letzorach tover mutter tover aser, because it's not tiltum, even though something's moving. But it's not tiltum, because we label it as a maisa shchiva. It's not a maisa tiltum. So you have to label it. If you have kavana to make something move, that's a maisa tiltum. And if you're doing it in an abnormal way, that's tiltum menatzad. But if you're just sleeping on the bed and something's moving inadvertently, that's not a maisa tiltum. So what's the nafkimina? The nafkimina is, are you allowed to kick? Are you allowed to kick something? Because there you have in mind to move it. But you're not moving it in the normal way. As I said before, unless you're playing soccer, you're not moving it in the normal way. So then, since you're not, therefore it's called tiltul menatzad. And therefore it's going to only be mutter, letzorach dover mutter, but not letzorach dover asa. So comes the Chazanish, look what he writes here, on page 16. The first arrow. Ulefi ha'omer. Look where the Chazanish writes in Oshud Gimel. Lefi ha'omer ein heter klal letaltel mukza, but dechifas haregel letzorach mukza. He says you're not allowed to kick mukza, to move the mukza if it's letzorach hamukza, because moving with your foot is ma'isa tiltel. It's a tiltel menatzad, but it's tiltel, and it'll only be mutter if it's letzorach dover heter. So if I need the space, it's not because I'm afraid someone's going to steal the money. I need the space. I want to put a plate there where the dollar bill is. So I move the table aside. You know, I tilt the table. So then that's tzarach dover heter, because I want the space. Space is dover heter. But if I'm doing it with my gufo, with tzarach dover iser, and I'm not doing it the normal way, so that's only tiltum menatzad.
Rabbi, this idea that if you're sleeping on it on the straw, even though you're moving it, you're not really moving it like the way.
Even though physically it's moving,
right?
But that's not called tiltum, because tiltum for hilchas mukza means that you have kavana to metaltel.
So maybe evidence for that, like if you're walking on a gravelly path, so you're not allowed to pick up one of those stones, right? That would be muksa, to pick up a rock.
Right.
Right, from the ground. But you are allowed to walk on a gravelly path,
right,
that has pebbles on it, and when your foot moves down on it, you're obviously moving the pebbles.
You're kicking the pebbles, but you're not inadvertently.
Right, so maybe that's evidence for this interpretation of the rush, that because really lying down on the bed and moving the straw.
Right, in other words, right, the Chazanish would say that if you inadvertently kicked something, that's okay.
Right.
You don't have to say, I'm not allowed to walk on the place of the pebbles because I'm going to kick, and that's not allowed, because kicking without an intent to kick is not considered a maisa tiltum.
Right.
But if I'm intending to kick it, that is a maisa tiltul. It might be a tiltul menatzad, but it's a tiltul. And therefore, it's a so therefore he says the only, so guf, there's no category that gufo is mutter. It's that shchiva is not a maisa tiltul.
Right.
Because you're not intending to move it. But kicking, the Mishnah Berurah says it's mutter to kick. You can kick money even though it's the tzarach of the money. Chazanish said, no, you can't do that. So why is shchiva mutter? It's not because it's a din begufo, and therefore there's no difference. He says, the pshat is because kicking, you have kavana to move, so that's called tiltal, and shchiva you don't. And your case, Joe, is basically a Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara here is on Kuf Chav Zayin, page 3. You're not allowed to clear, you know, a place you're storing wheat or something. So you're not allowed to clear it out on Shabbos. It's tircha. So what does that mean? What do you mean you can make a path? That you, isn't that the same as taking stuff out? So he says no. Also shvil beraglov bechinisasu v'itziyasu. In other words, if in the course of the day you were walking in and out, and you were just walking in and out, and that created a pathway, so that's okay. Because you didn't have kavana to move the thing. And even though you're doing it begufo, so what? There's no heter begufo. It's okay. Al-chayat. So that's what he's saying. Anything that's derech shchiva is mutter even if it moves, and it's not that begufo is different. It's if you don't have kavana, that's different. So the nafkamina is if you do something begufo, but you have kavana. I want to kick this here. I'm kicking the dollar bill with kavana to kick it because I want it to end up in a certain place. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's okay. Because he's working with the Beis Yosef Shrat and the Rosh, that anything that's begufo is permissible. And the Chazon Ish says, no, it's not everything begufo is permissible. It's like what Rameh said before, it depends, is it normal to do what you're doing or not normal to do? Is this the normal way of moving money? No. So that's called Menatzat. So why isn't the bed called Menatzad? Because the bed is not even called a Maisa Tiltal. Because the bed is, you're doing it just to make, just inadvertently you're walking in and out, so then you're making stuff, you're making a pathway, but you don't have intent for that. So then that's called, that's okay. Just like shchiva is okay, but shchiva is okay not because it's tiltal, because you didn't have kavana to move things, whereas the Beis Yosef learns pshat that shchiva is mutter is because it's tiltal begufo, and anything you do begufo is okay. That's why the Mishnah Berurah learned it that way. That's why you can kick. And the Chazon Ish says to kick something with kavana, chas v'sholem, you can't do that. You can't kick with kavana, so the only thing you could do is like shchiva, because then you don't have any intent. So even though it's moving, and even though it might be the tzarach dover ha'aser, it's okay because you're not doing a mice tiltal. So in the mela, that's why you could sleep on it, but you can't kick because then that will be begufo, and there's no heter of begufo. The Chazon Ish says. The Ran says for sure there's no heter begufo, but the Rosh says that there could be. Uh, And the Chazon Ish says also there's no heter begufo. The heter of gufo is just because you're not having kavana to move it. That's not your intent. Your intent is just to go down and sleep.
Excuse me, Rabbi, does the Chazon Ish address the Mishnah?
Yeah. Chazon Ish addresses the Mishnah. He says the Mishnah is talking about here, talking on page 15. Third line. Ein kavonas harosh l'chalek ben tiltul biyad l'tiltul beguf. But right, el kavonas harosh ein inyan shchiva al hakash shem tiltul hakash. When you sleep on the kash, that's not called tiltul. El shem tashmish hashchiva. That's you're using the couch. You're using the hil kachavim kavonas hashochiv l'nayas hakash mutter. Shudover hanushach mipulas hashchiva. The real thing you want to do is go to sleep. Now, it might be that something is going to move. Doesn't matter. Etc.
So he has to lay down without touching the bed, I guess you're saying. He has to be in a little awkward. Can't put his hands on the bed.
Meaning, what's gonna move?
I'm shot in the words of the Mishnah, but I'm stuck with reading the Mishnah.
No, because it means like this. If you take it with your hands and you have kavana to move it with your hands, because you're pressing down and that's going to move it, so then that's what you're having kavana for, so then that's awesome.
But I could push down on the bed to position myself.
But you can move yourself. You can sleep on the bed, even though you're turning and tossing over during the night, and things are moving. But that's derech shchiva. So anything that moves, derech shchiva is mukta.
But sit on something that's mukta. You can sit. L'chora, you can sit on the trunk. I mean, if you're not going to set off alarms or anything like that. But to sit on the trunk of a car is
So we said that to move to sit on something, it depends if it moves or not. So here he's saying that even if it moves, it's okay, because you're not doing it. You're doing
it. Not your kavana,
right? Your kavana is derech shchiva. But the nafkamina is, according to the Mishnah Brura and according to the Simul Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, if you kick something, even though you're doing it begufo. And you haven't kavana to move it, so according to the Mishnah Berurah, that's heter gomer. And according to the Chazon Ish, that's also.
But didn't we say we're flattening it to make it more comfortable?
Yeah, but it's going to move as a result.
Right, but if we're flattening it to make it more comfortable, then we're moving it in the flattening, and it sounds like there is kavana to move it. Meaning, I know.
When you're doing it, when you're doing it with your hands, you haven't kavana to move.
Right.
When you do it with your body, you're just resting, and mamela, it's happening.
So right. He can nestle into the bed and find himself a comfortable spot. So he can move around so the straw... But it doesn't mean he takes his elbow and he spreads the straw before he even gets into bed. That's how what I thought about.
It means he goes into bed, and going into bed is going to move that, and inadvertently it's going to soften it and this, but he wants to go to sleep. He would sleep in that bed even if it didn't, this is the place he has to sleep. While he's sleeping, he's going to soften it and he's going to move it, but that doesn't matter because he's not miskaven for that. It's not because, but if you do it bekavana to move, like you kick something, so the Mishnah Berurah says that's mutter because there's a special heter megufo. And the Chazon Ish says, no, there's no special heter of a gufo. Because the heter of a gufo would mean that even if you have kavana to move it, but since you had kavana begufo, since you did a begufo, that's more kal. Whereas the Chazon Ish says, no, it has nothing to do with begufo. It's when it's derech shchiva, so that's not a kavana as moving something. So then it's mutter. But if it's begufo, but you have kavana to move, then the Chazon Ish says that's awesome. So the nafkamina between the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah is, can you kick something? with kavana to move it for the safety of the money. Is that mutter or not? Chazon Ish says, Aser, Aser Gomer. And the Mishmaru says, Heter Gomer. And it's all totally in how you limp shot and why you could sleep on the bed. Could you sleep on the bed even though you're moving things and you know you're going to move things? But you can sleep on the bed because it's tulto begufo, because it's your body, not your hands, that is moving it. But the Chazon Ish says, no, it doesn't matter your hands, your body, it's all the same. That if you're doing it in an abnormal way, it's tulto matzad, and then if it's mutter. But here he's not having kavana to move it. He's just having kavana to sleep, and whatever happens, happens. So he's not having kavana l'tzorach yisur, and he's. I mean, even if he has kavana l'tzorach yisur, but l'maisa, that's not considered tiltum. It's not even tiltum maratzan because he doesn't have kavana to do tiltum, and the others say no, it is tiltum maratzan. So it's only mutul tzorach kufalam tzorach makom. So the more popular shita is the Mishnah Berurah than the Chazon Ish. That's the more popular shita, because that's the simple pshat, and the Shulchan Aruch says that way. Chazon Ish is giving you a new pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know if he's trying to say pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, or he's just arguing with the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, he's claiming that Poskim just got the wrong shot in the rush. They're machalik between Yad and Guf, and he's saying, no, that's not the chilk. The chilk is between Derech Shechiva, where you don't have any kavana to move, and not Derech Shechiva. If it's Derech Shechiva, it's mutter. If it's not Derech Shechiva, it's asa. Even if you have kavana to move, it's asa. Okay, so this is a fundamental machlokes. Could you just kick muktzah around for the purpose of protecting the muktzah? Mishnah Berurah says yes, and the Chazon Ish says no. And it's all based on how you read pshat in that rush. Okay, Rabbi Say, very good. Okay, we thank Rabbi Vorhand again for bringing us together. Anyone wants to sponsor Shir, should go online to the Heichal Moshe website and can do so and be of health and everything else should be well. And we thank the Rav for helping us out, bringing us together, and I wish you all a good Shabbos, etc.
Shabbos.
Thank you. Go ahead, thank you.